Conversation number 38-55. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and Henry E. Peterson. This portion was recorded on April 15, 1973, between 8:25 and 8:26 p.m.
Hello.
I have Mr. Peterson.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I'm trying to reach Dean. I think I could maybe be able to get him, I hope, before he seems to be in transit from someplace to someplace. But I will, I'll report to you after I see him.
Very good.
Stay awake. In the meantime, on Liddy, I don't know the man, of course, and have no control over him, but help. You are to tell him the President wants everybody involved in this to tell everything they know. Okay?
Indeed so. I'll get in touch with his lawyer first thing in the morning.
Might do it tonight.
Very good.
I don't want to fart around, okay?
Very good.
Don't you think that's the best thing to do?
Indeed so.
Fine. But one thing I want to be sure is that Henry, you understand, as far as Liddy is concerned, I don't know, I have no control over him, don't know the man at all, and I just want, but since he has raised the question that maybe he's not talking because of me.
No, I didn't want to leave that impression.
Because of Mitchell.
He's taking orders from higher authority.
Well, by God,
the indication is mine that since you're the highest authority,
fine,
you know, he'll stand in line.
All right, you
he'll
just
be handled discreetly.
No, I just want him to be sure to understand, as far as the President is concerned, everybody in this case is to talk and tell the truth. Now that you're to tell everybody, you don't even have to call me on that with anybody. You just say those are your orders.
Very good.
Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-55.